Wild Child. 1. During the first hard rain of autumn, when the leaves lay like currency at the feet of the trees and the branches shone black against the diminished sky, a party of hunters from the village of Lacon in the Languedoc region of France, returning cold and damp and without anything tangible to show for their efforts, spotted a human figure in the gloom ahead. The figure appeared to be that of a child, a boy, and he was entirely naked, indifferent to the cold and the rain. He was preoccupied with something, cracking acorns between two rocks, as it turned out, and didn't at first see them coming. But then one of the party, Messier, the village smith, whose hands and forearms had been rendered the color of a Red Indian's with the hard use of his trade, stepped in a hole and lost his balance, lurching into the boy's field of vision. It was that sudden movement that spooked him. One moment he was there, crouched over his store of raw acorns, and the next he was gone, vanishing into the undergrowth with the hypersensitivity of a stoat or weasel. None of them could be sure the encounter had been so brief a matter of seconds, but they unanimously claimed that the figure had fled on all fours. A week later, the boy was spotted again, this time at the verge of a farmer's field, digging potatoes from the ground and bolting them as they were without benefit of cooking or even rinsing. The farmer's instinct was to chase him off, but he restrained himself. He'd heard the reports of a wild child, a child of the forest, an enfant sauvage, and he crept closer to better observe the phenomenon before him. He saw that the child was very young indeed, 8 or 9 years old, if that, and that he used only his bare hands and broken nails to dig in the sodden earth like a dog. To all outward appearances, the child seemed normal, having the fluid use of his limbs and hands, but his emaciation was alarming, and his movements were swift and autonomous. At some point, after the farmer had approached to within 20 yards of him, the child reared his head and made eye contact. It was difficult to see the child's face because of the unbarbered thatch of his hair and the way it masked his features. Nothing moved, not the flock on the hill, nor the clouds in the sky. The countryside seemed preternaturally silent, the birds in the hedgerows holding their breath, the wind stilled, the very insects mute underfoot. That look, the unblinking eyes, black as coffee poured straight from the pot, the tightening of the mouth around discolored canines, was the look of a thing out of Spiritus Mundi, deranged, alien, hateful. It was the farmer who had to turn away. That was how it began, the legend brewing, stewing, simmering in every pot throughout the district through the fall of 1797, in the 5th year of the new French Republic, and into the year that succeeded it. The terror was over. The king was dead. Life, especially in the provinces, returning to normal. People needed a mystery to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?